Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. We are happy to have you with us on this wintry morning, and we are the show that is for children, by children, and about children. And I'm happy to have with me this morning my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think they may be a little sluggish this morning. It's nice and cold outside, but it's a beautiful day. And the Bible tells us that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. And so it is coming upon winter. Winter is not officially here. It will be here in three more days. But this feels like winter, but it is a good thing. Winter has a place, and so we shouldn't be irritated by the cold. And sometimes it's just nice, that brisk feeling of cold air. I've already been out and about and just enjoyed the nice chill in the air. And so we're going to get ready and get started. Our show this today, of course, is regarding the Christmas season. And I thought it would be interesting for the young people to tell us about how they thought those who were at the birth of Christ saw it. And they could come from any perspective of anybody who may have been in attendance, whether it was human or animal or celestial. It could have been an angel. And I was talking with my daughter about the topic, and she stated that she would have liked to have been the star. And because the star guided the shepherds, the star guided the kings or the wise men. I thought that was an interesting point of view, because you got to see it all. And so the young people today are going to tell us about their vantage point. Before we get started, I do want to let you know that we are recruiting for Junior Giants. Your children must be between the ages of 7 and 12. They must be willing to do something that's just a little bit out of the box and share their talents. If they're real shy, it may not work because they can get nervous on the phone. So that's something you may want to consider. But if they can be coached and encouraged to do it, then I want you to give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. My name is Miss Sharon, and we can get your young person started, and I think it'll be something that they will enjoy. So you can also reach me by email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com, or you could reach me on our website, through our website, which is www.juniorgiantspeaks.com. So if you'd like your child to be involved, please give us a call. Please contact us in one of those manners. It's quicker to contact me by phone, which again is 678-516-5570. Okay, we're going to get started. We have one of our Junior Giants. He's a budding poet. And so I wanted her to write us something for this holiday season. And so we have Miss Amaya with us. Good morning, Amaya.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was your week?
It was actually great.
Okay. Why was it great?
Recently I had a recital for a piano, and I got a good grade in one of my classes.
Okay, I did not know you played the piano. That's wonderful. Okay, are you ready with your story? With your poem?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Okay. How can you forget that Jesus died on the cross? Without him, you would be lost. The pain, the torture, and the sorrow he took for you Without him, I don't know how I would make it through. But let's not forget, Christmas isn't only about the presents. It's about the birth of the greatest who saved us. The snow represents that Jesus shed from pain, took every hit without a complaint. The tree represents how mighty he is, the great, powerful things he did. No one can ever be like him. The lights represent how he shines, as Mary saw him with a twinkle in his eye, knowing that he is the Son of God, the best out of the odds. The presents under the tree represents the gift that he has given us to show and use. Now, how can you?
Okay. Thank you very much. So you enjoy writing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that's one of the things that you can add to all your gifts and talents. You have a lot of talents. God has really blessed you to be a very talented young woman. Okay, so I want to encourage you to keep up. Keep writing. Make sure you have a journal so you can keep all your things that you're writing together so that you can have a collection. I still have things that I wrote from when I was 11 years old. And so keep those things, and you never know when God is going to allow you to use them to be a blessing to someone else. All right? Okay? Okay. We're going to keep on moving. And our next reporter this morning, and I know we have a lot of busy parents this morning, so our show is going to be very abbreviated. So we're going to go on with our stories. I'm going to start with Miss Taria. Good morning, Taria.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay. And so did you have a good week?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what made your week good?
Well, I'm having a party. I had a party. And
okay.
And I was really happy.
And what?
And I had a fun.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're getting ready for the Christmas season.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Tamara. If I could view Christmas through the eyes of someone, it would be Mary, Jesus' mom. I think Mary first.
Taria, I'm gonna stop you because I cannot hear you, honey. So if your phone is on speaker, take your phone off the speaker and just talk to me like that.
Okay,
go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Maria and I'm a new job reporter. If I could view Christmas through the eyes of someone, it would be Mary. Jesus. I think Mary first felt happy at first, but I believe she felt special when the angel came to her with good news. I believe she felt excited to be chosen to care for an important gift to the world. She saw joy in the baby Jesus and Joseph, Jesus' father. She saw how excited everybody was about baby Jesus being born. I think this made her so happy and thankful that God is a baby of beautiful thought. This is Taria, your junior giant for Merry Christmas.
Okay, Taria, thank you so much. So you came through the eyes of Mary. I can't imagine what it was like to be Mary and have an angel come talk to you. What do you think you'd do if an angel came and talked to you?
I would be excited to see what good news you have.
Okay. That's good. I think I would be excited, but I might be just a little bit afraid. But she didn't. She was not afraid. She was very excited, just like you said in your story. And she was, God was going to use her in such a great way to bring such a gift to the world. Thank you so much for your story.
You're welcome.
Okay. And we're going to keep going this morning. Our other reporter this morning is Miss Jada. Good morning, Jada.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
And how was your week?
It was great.
And you're going to tell me why it's great?
It was our last full week of school, and next week we have a party celebration on Wednesday.
Okay. Okay, so you guys are almost done with school. All right, so are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Jada, your G&J reporter. Christmas means a lot to me. It's the birthday of Jesus, and we celebrate him by giving thanks for his birth. This is Christmas through the eyes of Mary. I am Mary, the mother of Jesus. Jesus was born in the manger. I can only imagine how she must have felt to be the mother of Jesus chosen by God. Mary was a nice girl who would say at Christmas was chosen by God. She was young and a virgin. Mary had an angel that broke the news to her that she would soon have a son, and his name would be Jesus. Mary had Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem. She tried several inns, but there was none avail. She could not find any room to keep in any of the inns. So she had Jesus in a manger. I can only imagine the pain she went through. No doctors, no nurses. Only Joseph, her husband, and the animals as witnesses. When Jesus was born, she was very happy, and she and Joseph wrapped him in swaddling clothing. That's all she had. No warm blankets or pillows. Nothing but swaddling clothing. They were very happy for the birth of Jesus. Through the help of God, she gave birth to Jesus, our soon returning king. This is Jada, your Dream Diet reporter, and have a wonderful week.
Okay, Jada. And I think it's interesting, both of you came from the viewpoint of Mary. Good job. And you're right. There was just so much that she had to go through. She was ridiculed when she got pregnant with Jesus. People talked about her because she was not married to Joseph yet. And even Joseph was concerned because he knew he didn't help her make that baby. And so he was not sure what he was supposed to do. And so you all did well coming from those different viewpoints. I'm going to ask you a question of the day. And the question of the day is going to be, how do you express Christ in Christmas? How do you show that you're more about Christ for Christmas than you are about the other things, the presents and the tree and all that? How do you show that you're more in tune with the Christ of Christmas? Do you understand the question? Okay. Ms. Taria, go right ahead. Taria, you want to answer the question for me?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead.
On Christmas, I still thank God for him dying on the cross for us.
Okay, so at Christmas time, do you do anything special to make sure that we are, the word is commemorate, but to remember Christ instead of worrying about the presents and worrying about Santa Claus and all those things? How do you represent Christ? How do you really focus on Christ?
I go to church.
And you said you go to church?
Yes. I can still celebrate Jesus.
I think we're having, Taria, I think we're having technical difficulties because I can't hear you, honey. Okay, well, we're going to keep moving. Miss Jada, how do you represent Christ? How do you focus on Christ at Christmas time?
Well, sometimes we go to church, and while we open presents, we listen to Christian music, and we watch Christian holiday specials on TV. And
okay.
Before we eat dinner, we always say a deep prayer to thank God for letting us live to see another year.
Okay, I like that. When I was growing up, what my father would do on Christmas morning is that he would read the Christmas story out of the Bible. We couldn't open any presents. When we got up, we had to get our showers. We had to eat breakfast and make our beds and clean our rooms before we could open any presents. It was like torture.
Sure.
And then after we cleaned our rooms and everything and we sat around the Christmas tree, he would read to us the Christmas story from the Bible. And then we could open our presents. And so it's important for all of us to remember the Christ of Christmas. There would be no Christmas if there was no Christ. And so many people don't want to acknowledge Christmas. They want to just tell you it's a holiday. But we are celebrating the birth of our Savior, and we are not ashamed. And so I want to thank you, young people, for being with us this morning. I know that this was an abbreviated show. You did a good job showing us Christmas through the eyes of Mary. And I want to encourage you all to enjoy your families during this time. This is a beautiful holiday season. Just enjoy it and just remember Christ. Keep Christ in Christmas. And so I want to say to our listening audience, thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas to you all. We will see you in the new year, and God bless you all. Ladies, we are done for this episode. I love you all. Have a wonderful week. Okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Original Summers with New Life, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And I want to thank you all for being a part of our show this morning. And I want to thank my Junior Giant reporters. We want to say to you Merry Christmas and may you have a happy New Year. Please keep Christ in Christmas, for He is the reason for the season. God bless you all, and we will see you all in the New Year. Goodbye. God bless.